It's your 7 o'clock hour of Rosie on the House, where we just get together and invite you into the Romero's living room, where we gather around every Saturday morning for this hour and just talk through our little list of things that are going on around the country, around the world this week, as well as around what's going on in the great state of Arizona. We kind of pick and choose about which ones of these would we want to jump in the car and run out to. We're kind of, you and I are kind of past the soccer mom stage where we're not having to run kids around all weekends. That's kind of nice.
No, we have to do the Friday night football thing, which is going to be a little brutal. This is our Carol's last year. She'll be a senior this year. So it'll be a little brutal these early 7 o'clock for the next year. But after that, we'll be empty nesters after 35 years. Isn't that something?
It is something. Hey, we've got the wildflower photo contest that we've been running for about the last 2 months that we're actually going to announce the winner today.
We are.
And there were some nice submittals.
There were. And it was so close. Of all the pictures, there was two that showed up over and over again in first and second place, and it would be tied. And then, so anyway, we'll announce the winner. One is, the winner actually is the truer of the photos. The honorable mention is a very emotional photo, so it was very, very close. So it'll be fun to announce that.
Yeah, we should have designated who would be the tie-breaking vote before we started the contest, because I would have broke the tie the other way.
And I would have, yeah.
Both great pictures.
But it was a wild flower contest.
You had to pick
the better flower picture.
Right. And that's right.
The better flower picture won. But number two was a very impressive
shot.
Let's just say we have a lot of animal lovers in the office.
Yeah, now I know my vote lost.
So we're also going to be giving away, Honeywell has sent to us, and we're sent things all the time to test. We don't have a big enough staff. We have a staff of about 11 people. We don't have a big enough staff to constantly be testing all the things that we keep getting sent to test. So Honeywell Industries sent us a stand-up upright evap cooler, which they say is perfect for small indoor spaces or very small, tightly controlled, contained outdoor spaces.
Like an Arizona room.
Folks, I'm telling you, this would be perfect for an Arizona room. This would be absolutely perfect for a garage. I'm asked all the time, how can I drop the temperature in my garage? This would be the perfect unit for it.
Well, and it rolls around. You could follow it with you. If you have working in this corner, just point it towards you.
Exactly. And we'll be giving that away in the 10 o'clock hour.
That's all right. But you have to listen throughout the 9 and 10 o'clock hour to be able to answer the question that might win you that evap cooler.
Very good. So it'll be it's a handy little tool, a great little thing to have, particularly in Arizona. And, you know, as you know, evap cooling is different from air conditioning. In air conditioning, we start a compressor that drives a lot of amperage through the electric line, which costs you a lot of money. In evap cooling, we're just running a little, like, equivalent of a 40-watt lamp light bulb, and it just runs and circulates water over an evaporative medium. And anytime the humidity outside is below 35%, our evap cooler in the garage this morning was running just a tad muggy.
It was a little muggy. But the week before, when we had a couple hot days, the house would be freezing cold because that takes that dry air and pushes it to the moisture.
We were pushing 66-degree air through the house.
With the evap cooler.
It was
nice.
Perfect. Yeah. Absolutely perfect.
We had
so
our
anyway,
jackets.
We'll be giving this away later in the show. Stay tuned. You'll have to know some of the questions we're posting from the topic we'll be covering in the 9 o'clock hour.
To join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We actually have a few garden callers already lined up.
Uh-huh.
A couple of callers that wanted to talk air conditioning and cabinet refinishing that will take in the 9 o'clock
cool.
hour.
Great.
So it's been a busy day on the phones thus far. And you know what? People are just ready to jump into home improvement and gardening. And can you blame them? This is the first time since they've been keeping record that it's ever rained in Arizona on June 5th. And how many times have we said, all right, this is it. This is the end of our spring. This is the end of our spring. This is the end. And June, it was less than 80 degrees on my dashboard this morning.
Our pool's hardly warm enough to swim in.
We had a graduation party for the high school kids at Horizon, and nobody got in the pool. Well, they finally ended up getting in.
Yeah, but only because you built them a bonfire.
But they didn't want to.
They jumped right out of the pool and huddled around the bonfire.
So you can't squander this weather.
No.
We are cheating summer. It's absolutely the perfect time to get out there and get some work done in the yard. It's absolutely a perfect time, if you're a regular listener of the show, to tackle these projects in, about, and around your house so that when we have weather like this, you don't have to stay home and get work done. You can travel through the state and hit some of the great events we were talking about a little bit earlier today in the earlier segment of the show.
I like the way you took the history topics, you know, the history of this day in history, and kind of linked it with things you could do around that. We'll have to do some more of that, your knowledge of the state. That'd be a really fun little feature to build out there for everybody.
Who wouldn't want to be in Eager, Arizona or Springerville right now for John Wayne days?
I'm telling you, the first week of June next year, 2016, I'm going to be broadcasting remote from the White Mountains. So y'all have it solo.
You'll have to take your grandpa with you.
John Wayne Jr. Rodeo.
We got to get Zayd up there.
They've got a great little rodeo facility up there, and it's one of the few places, the only place in Arizona that has an indoor football stadium for the high school team.
Because it's usually under snow by August.
And there's a lot of places under snow by August, but they're the only ones that have an indoor domed football field.
Maybe it's because of the wind.
It's the wind. It's the constant wind. The ball just takes off.
Well, the story behind it is Tucson Electric wanted to build a coal fire plant north of town. They said, fine, you can build your coal fire plant, but you're going to build our high school team a dome stadium.
Oh, a little wheeling and dealing.
So they actually, the customers of TEP built that for the fine residents of Round Valley.
Would that have been? That had to have been 50s, 60s?
No. This is fairly recently.
Really?
That dome was put up since we've been going up there. It was the 80s.
Oh.
Yeah. So there you go. We got the rest of the show lined up for y'all. It's Rosie on the House. We appreciate y'all tuning in for the 7 o'clock hour, or like I say, it's really just you joining us, me, my wife, sweet Jennifer, and my son, Romy, and our broadcast engineer, Mike Reese, where we just kind of talk through things that are on our mind.
Kelly did call back at bottom of the hour to say thank you and said, you let me know your dates for a remote because y'all, we're going to get y'all up here.
The deputy director from the state parks, who's talking about what we opened the show with this morning, the new lodge that's opening for group stays at Tonto Natural Bridge.
Let's do it.
I think it's a Rosie on the House family reunion with about a 600-pound crawfish boil is what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking right
600 now. 600 pounds? Are you slowing down?
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.